Welcome to the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast, where we help creators and entrepreneurs just like you magnify your brand message through digital marketing tips and strategies. And now your host, Andre Vaughn. The advantages of the personal brand, authenticity. You're going to hear me say that a lot. Authenticity. Personal brands are often built around the individual's personality, values, and expertise. This authenticity, I can't pronounce it worth a you know what either. This authenticity can establish a strong connection with the audience. It's really boils down to this. Be yourself. Just be yourself. People are going to vibe with you. They're going to vibe with you because it's you. Your message is not going to get to everyone in terms of some people just learn different. Some people just, they just learn differently. I'll give you an not necessarily an example, but I speak English, obviously. Certain people around the world, they're not going to understand. They'll understand me, but they'll understand me in a different way. Some of them will understand everything that I'm saying and where I'm coming from because they've been exposed around maybe somebody like myself or what have you. Certain people, for instance, in the U.S., they're not going to vibe with me. Some of them are. Some of them maybe haven't been around people like myself. They're going to vibe with me maybe because we have some sort of connection, whether it's a business connection or some type of something that may have happened or something that they heard in the episode where they're like, oh, okay, I get it now, you know, that type of thing. So, but just be yourself. It is so cool and so dope being yourself. When you try to be someone else, like I can't be Pat Flynn. I can't be Eric Thomas, E.T. the hip hop preacher. I don't know if you guys know him or not. I can't be him. I can't be Gary Vaynerchuk. I can't. It's not going to work. Guess what? Gary Vaynerchuk cannot be Andre Vaughn. Eric Thomas can't be Andre Vaughn. They just can't. They understand it. It's cool for them being who they are. It's cool for me being who I am. Just be yourself. Be authentic. Be yourself. You're not going to get everything right. Even if you fall, get up. Just be authentic. Just be yourself. Another advantage of personal brand is flexibility. Flexibility within a personal brand allows for flexibility in career paths and interests. It's not tied to a specific business or industry, making it adaptable to changes in your professional journey. That's pretty self-explanatory. The advantages of personal brand, another advantage, and I'm going to do three advantages and three disadvantages. So authenticity was the first one. Flexibility is the second one. And the third one, relationships. Building a personal brand can help foster strong personal connections with your audience. People tend to relate to individuals more than faceless entities. I'll read it again. Building a personal brand can help foster strong personal connections with your audience. People tend to relate to individuals more than faceless entities. And the examples that I like to use for that is Elon Musk. Elon Musk, go look at his social account, then go look at Tesla's social account, then go look at SpaceX social accounts. I'm not going to throw in Twitter there because he didn't start that company. And if you look at those accounts, people are interested in him. He has way more followers than all of his companies combined, with exception of Twitter. All other companies combined, because people want to know what he's up to, what he's talking about. Another example I used in the previous episode is Coach Prime, Deion Prime Time Sanders, Colorado Buffalo head football coach. Same thing with him. People are interested in him. 4.6, I believe, 4.7 Instagram followers. And if you look at the Colorado football team, their socials, 1 million followers. Basically, they brought that up big time because it wasn't 1 million before he got there. It's the relationships. It's the relationships that can foster some of those. The personal brand can help foster strong and personal connections with your audience, is what I was trying to say. Just like I read off. But people will relate to you more so than a brand, more so than your company, because it's you. It's just that. It's just this personable thing that we have. And it's just the way people are built. Okay, the disadvantages of personal brand, having a personal brand. Limited scalability. Personal brands may face limitations in scalability. If you aim to grow Beyond your individual capacity, it can be challenging to detach your brand from your personal identity. Yet that can be the case, but you still have to think out the box also. I agree with it, but limited scalability to me is about your thoughts. It's about you just have to think outside the box, but it can be a disadvantage to some. Dependency. Personal brands are often closely tied to the individual's reputation. Negative personal events or controversies can impact the brand significantly, and that's self-explanatory. That is definitely true. Limited scalability, dependency are the two disadvantages of having a personal brand. And the third one is time intensive. Building a personal brand requires substantial investment of time and effort. It may take longer to establish credibility and recognition compared to a business brand. Yep, it can take you longer. It's probably going to take you longer. And everyone that I named, the Deion Sanders example, he was in college in the late 80s and the mid to late 80s, and he built that brand up from that point on. So it's taken him, what, 35 years. Elon Musk, it's taken him a long time as well, when he started off with PayPal and up until now. So that's been over 20 years. Those were the advantages and disadvantages of a personal brand.
Thanks for listening to the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast at www.digitalmarketingcreators.com.